Welcome into the Hog Show presented by the Rehab Sports Guys. We're on 12 Ounce Sports Radio. We are normally live, but this week we had to pre-record because of my work schedule. But we'll be back to live next week, live on 12 Ounce Sports Radio, Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. I'm here with David. What's up, Boo?
What's up, guy?
How you been, brother?
Yeah, man, just working. Trying to have a little time to clear my head this weekend between 4th of July and a couple extra days off other than that.
Yeah, definitely want to give a shout out to American soldiers. We are very thankful for everything we do. I know it's not exactly an American soldier holiday, but it is a celebration of America, so I would like to say thank you, especially to our soldier buddy, Jesse
and
James, and co-host on Rehab Sports Guys, and he will get on this show with us occasionally. I would just like to say thank you. Love you, my brother. Talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're going to get into a little bit of everything. If you follow us on Twitter, you actually might hear your quoted tweet said on the show today.
Absolutely.
We're going to get into a little Razorback of the Year.
Yep.
We normally do Hog of the Week, but since it's kind of the end of the year as far as sports goes and we're turning the page on to 2018.
Yep.
I think it's a good time to do Hog of the Year, Razorback of the Year, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, because for me, I always start the Razorback sports calendar with football.
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as baseball season's over, it's time to turn the page.
Yeah.
Because
sports calendar starts at football for me.
I mean, it's almost like a school year. Think about it that way. Once baseball's over the end of that year and you start the next year, you kind of think about it like that. I got a lot of different names. Like, I thought this was going to be kind of a runaway.
Right.
But when you get to looking at it, it's really not.
I mean, it's a runaway if you just do one from each sport, I guess. But
yeah,
except for baseball, you can take your pick with baseball.
Yeah, you can. I have four on this sheet right now between Shaddy, Knight, Martin, and Kerstad. And you can probably pick some others in there. Cronin.
Yep.
Gates, Cole, whoever you want to name.
Right.
And then, I mean, the softball team literally went
to the second
hosted
round.
Their first regional ever. Goes to the first super regional in a long time. I don't even have a stat in front of me, but we all knew the stat goes back that Oklahoma destroys Arkansas. We knew. I mean, let's be real.
We knew what was coming.
We knew what was coming.
But hey, it's all about taking steps to get to that next level. You don't get there. Not many teams get there off of their jump from being out of the tournament to winning the whole thing.
I mean,
baby steps.
Nobody ever talked about Arkansas softball. I mean, I want to give a big round of applause. Oh, right here. Maria Fossey. When we talked to Peter Burns from ESPN earlier this year, which y'all can go look that up, go to 12 on Sports Radio / Rehab Sports Guys and look at our Peter Burns interview that me and David had. And we will have him on later during football season. We'll get him hooked up on with us. Good guy. I like the guy a lot. Like things he
says.
He's
a funny dude. If you if you follow him on Twitter, he was actually doing these tweets and stuff during the World Cup. And I guess he was doing it at some like coffee bar or something somewhere. And then he had a video of him like watching the World Cup, and then he was like panning the video out behind him, and there was like a whole like street of people just like behind him in the window. So watching the game from outside, it was pretty funny.
Oh yeah, he's awesome. Him and Spears on Sundays, I love it. I enjoy it a lot. It's best week ever.
Yep.
He has some out there takes just to be funny, but I like him. Good follow on Twitter. You should go do that right now. He'll be on the show later this year. But when he told us about Maria Fossey, I was like, "What's this guy talking about golf for?" Like, let's be real, it's called golf. But she balled.
She's good.
She's really, really good. Like, I looked it up. She's really good. I mean, let's not overlook these girls between them, the basketball team. Was pretty good.
The basketball team, the girls' basketball team, is probably the weakest of any of them.
Yeah, but really. They're in the right direction, in my opinion.
Well, they'll get there.
So they're not on the list yet. They're not, because they're not quite there yet.
Oh no! Their coach was only in his first year last year.
Yeah, so he's in the right direction. So.
Which, by the way, on a side note, in his second season on the Hill, he's gotten a girl that was a former 5-star recruit for TCU to transfer.
I know. That was a big get, in my opinion.
Sure, and she'll have to sit out a year, but
Speaking of recruiting, we will have a recruiting discussion later on why or why not social media is a necessary evil when it comes to recruiting. Because mm-hmm. I find myself on both sides of the fence. You'll understand when I get there later. But back to the Hog of the Year. Kerstad and Martin. Freshman All-Americans. Or at least were on the list. I think Kerstad was the only one that made it. But they both had, like, I think they combined for, like, 28 home runs and over 100 RBIs. Like, stupid stuff for freshmen.
Then you have a couple of our pitchers that are freshmen this year.
Yeah, Ramage. He was good this year.
We talked about it last week. We return a lot of...
Yeah.
A lot of experience coming back in these next couple of years.
Yeah. But I'm kind of trying to keep this player driven. Also on the baseball team is our heart and soul, in my opinion, and Carson Shaddy. Through and through Arkansas Razorback, him and
Blaine Knight,
and then also behind the plate and Coke have been... They're both Fayetteville kids, so...
Blaine's from...
Not Blaine. I'm not talking about Blaine. I was talking about Cook.
Cook, yeah.
Behind the plate. Which I saw on Twitter that today was the first time ever that they ever faced each other in a game.
That's crazy.
Because they've been teammates since they were 15.
Right.
So...
Makes sense.
They faced each other in minor league, which, hey, that's up and up. I see... I never realized how quick the turnaround from into your college career and right into... Single A, because within like 2 weeks, Carson Shaddy was starting at second base.
Yep,
I was like, crap. Talk about playing baseball year round.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's the nature of the beast.
We don't want to miss out on our boys Macon and Barford. They balled out. I mean, they didn't. I know somebody said on Twitter they didn't even win the NCAA tournament game, but they both played their butts off.
Absolutely.
They deserve to be mentioned. I'll put it that way.
We're going to miss those two.
Oh, my goodness. Are we going to miss them? Hopefully, they can make an NBA roster.
So far, we've got Macon that I've heard doing a little bit down with the Heat in the Summer League games. But other than that, I hadn't heard nothing from Barford yet.
Yeah, Macon got hot. He had like 8 points.
I think that very first game that he played in. Yeah, with the Heat, he had like 11 assists.
Yeah, he was doing everything. But we're going to get back to the task at hand, which is choosing who our Razorback of the Year was. I think my top three would have to be Knight, Shaddy, and Kerstad. Just because the baseball team played for a national championship.
Oh, for sure.
I know a lot of people brought up the track and field, but on this show our expertise is the three major sports, so I can't name someone the Hog of the Year if I never really watched them.
Sure.
Like, we watch football, basketball, and baseball,
and some softball,
and the pitcher for the softball team was a freshman. Let me list these stats. 45 games, 31 starts, 213 innings pitched, 29 wins in those 31 starts, 249 strikeouts. Her ERA, 1.51. Her Ks per 7 innings, which is kind of like baseball, they do capering on.
Mm-hmm.
8.2. K's per walk, 5.7. She was shutting it down all year long.
And she won't basically pitch her own ass into the NCAA tournament second round.
Yes.
She pitched like two complete, I think if I'm not mistaken, she pitched two complete games back to back and didn't give up a single run. Yeah, I might be stretching it there, but I think that's what I remember. That girl was pitching her hind parts off.
Yeah, but I think, I can't speak for David, but I know my pick is Blaine Knight.
Oh, absolutely. I think my number one is Blaine Knight. Easy.
But not just the stats, but if I put it out on our Twitter page.
14-0.
The fact that he pitched the game of his life in the championship series in game one.
14-0.
Oh, yeah. But let me finish. Is when you go from pitching the game of your life in game one of the national championship series, and you walk up in the crowd and give everybody hugs and talk to everybody, take pictures, sign autographs, and I'm just like, that's a guy I could put stock in. As far as, I am proud to say that he's an Arkansas Razorback.
Oh, absolutely.
Not that I'm saying anybody else is not any less proud, is what I'm saying. Is like, he just does everything he's supposed to do. 14-0, 2.8 ERA.
Beat everybody that was put in front of him.
I mean, everybody. There was at least...
Casey Mize beat him.
Both the Florida pitchers.
Both Brady Singer beat him. Sean Jelly from Kentucky beat him. Jackson Kowar from Florida beat him.
He was always thrown up against the best pitcher.
Nick Kingham from Texas beat him. 14-0, people. The guy didn't lose to anybody.
Not a soul.
Zero. In the whole country. He went undefeated against the SEC.
That's crazy.
The SEC. The conference of champions in baseball, basically. He didn't lose. He beat the number one player in the draft. Twice.
Twice, people. Twice. So, I mean... Blaine did it. 102.
How much more does a guy need to do?
And
I mean,
exactly.
Come on.
And I'm happy for him. He got this on his big fat
I'm
check.
I'm sorry. It's highway robbery to me that he did not go in the first two rounds.
I agree. But he got paid still.
That's insane to me. How a guy can go 14-0 in a season and be an hour and a half away from not even getting signed.
How 30 teams didn't pick him twice, and then some of them didn't pick him a third time is...
Beyond me.
It would be different if he goes 14-0 in some...
Right.
Like, American or something. But yeah. He went 14-0 in the SEC.
Yeah.
And beating Texas on top of that.
Yeah, and he knocked out Florida, too. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, and he beat... Supposedly the best pitcher in all of college baseball. And
that guy.
Yeah, that guy. I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to. But the guy that nobody signs because of his history. Mm-hmm. But dude is 27-3 in the last 2 years, and Blaine Knight beat him. So I can just keep naming names after names after names.
Blaine, it won't matter.
I will put it this way. We will miss Blaine Knight.
Oh, absolutely. He's arguably going to go down as the best pitcher of all time at Arkansas.
Oh, without a doubt, in my mind.
Except for maybe Cliff Lee.
Oh, well, that's true.
He's probably the only one that can contest that.
Well, that's funny.
Well,
where's Cliff Lee from?
Yeah, Bryant, same city.
No, he went to Benton.
Did he?
He went to Benton.
Okay, Benton. Well, Benton, hey, Bryant,
it's the same. Hey, Benton, Bryant, that rivalry.
Salt County.
Salt County. You'll the Salt Bowl. You'll go down as having the two best pitchers to ever come to the state of Arkansas.
That's freaking insane.
Literally within 5 miles of each other have the two.
Can we maybe start recruiting Benton and Bryant players a little bit more, Coach?
Maybe you should start doing that, Dave.
I'm just saying.
Hey, but we're consensus that Knight is our
play
of the year.
I mean, any time I hear Blaine Knight's name from now till the end of time, I'm gonna refer to him as Icon.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Somebody on it to keep your eye on.
No, I'm just dead serious. I'm just gonna start referring to Blaine as Icon. I can't even wrap my mind around what he pulled off this year. That's just mind numbing. But you said yours were Knight, who, and who again?
My top three were Knight, Kerstad, and Shaddy.
Okay. I'm going to go with Knight number one for me, but I'm going to go with my number two, which was the dominant one that you just brought up her stats. And I'm going to go with Mary Half from the softball team.
Can't argue that point.
And my third one, I'm going to go with Kerstad. I've not seen a freshman play like that in my life, ever.
No.
The things he was doing to start the year, oh my God.
He's solely responsible for why we got out of the regional. Like, do you not remember? Because without him robbing that home run, we end up having to go to a winner-take-all game in the regional. And the way we pitched, I don't know if our pitching would be set up, because then that would be a fourth game in like 5 days, and you're like, well, who are you going to pitch? Because you can't pitch Blaine Knight. So that's the tricky thing about the regional. If you can get in 3-0 and get out, that's great. But if not, then you're kind of set back, because who are you going to throw out there?
It's funny, because just last year I was having this same kind of conversation about Dominic Fletcher. I was like, man, I have not seen a freshman play like Dom has. Then the next year he blows him away. Yeah. I'm just like, okay, well, never mind.
I mean, Dom played it. Hey, that's another name. Dom played his butt off this year, but
he struggled a little this year. He had his ups and downs, but whenever it mattered most, right before the finals, he clicked.
Yep.
He clicked right when it mattered most. But
he was hitting them Dom bombs.
But when the finals got here, it just didn't matter. We were out of it.
Yeah, nobody hit well in that. We're not going to dwell on that. We're talking about the upsides of all the seasons. All right, now coach of the year.
Dave Van Horn.
For sure, but my number two has to go to the softball coach.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Courtney Dyfel coached her butt off. And again, Peter Burns warned us about this.
Yes.
And I'm in shock. Like, never hosted a regional, and not only host, win the regional and go to the super regional for the first time in years. So hands off to her. She's got Arkansas softball on the map. Our Arkansas softball, like, I joke and tell people this is a baseball school right now. Hey, it kind of is.
You want to hear something funny?
What was that?
At full capacity, our softball stadium was drawing more than the national champions in baseball's home stadium.
That's crazy. That's nuts.
And when we hosted our regional, we were getting like 7,000 plus for the softball games. Oregon State Oregon State's baseball team averages less than that.
That's crazy.
Won the national championship.
Yeah, that's bonkers to me. And the fact that during our super regional, we had like 89,000 fans.
Yeah.
That's stupid. That's stupid, bro.
Top five. I'm sorry. I won't even say top five. I'll say top three. We have a top three baseball fan base in the entire country.
I will say any fan base, really, because I'll put up, because Arkansas fans are so starving for a winner, it's ridiculous. Hey, anything hog related, we're all over it, I promise.
If it's the main sports. We don't fool with gymnastics and the hockey team and the track and field. We respect them for what they do. We want them to do well. Don't get me wrong, but we don't follow.
No. I'll watch gymnastics if it's on because of my daughter.
Yeah.
But as far as anything else goes, if you're a golf fan at all, keep up with the last name Fossey.
I'm going to have to start trying to watch a little bit of golf.
Peter Burns even said that she outdrives the men on the PGA Tour. keep bringing up Peter Burns, but he gave you some really, really good insight. You got to check out that interview. Go over to 12OunceSportsRadio.com and go to our exclusive shows tab and go to our Rehab Sports Guys page, and it's on there. I think it was June 14th.
So ironic. My buddy Tyler Welch.
I saw that.
He just commented a while ago, Mary have to.
Oh, yeah. She pitched her butt off. Hey, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're on 12OunceSportsRadio.com.
Yes, sir.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.